A reading from the book of the prophet Isaiah. Thus says the Lord, all you who are thirsty, come to the water. You who have no money, come, receive grain and eat. Come, without paying, without cost, drink wine and milk. Why spend your money for what is not bread, your wages for what is not, for what fails to satisfy? Heed me, and you shall eat well. You shall delight in rich fare. Come to me heedfully. Listen, that you may have life. I will renew with you the everlasting covenant, the benefits assured to David, as I made him a witness to the people, a leader and commander of nations, so shall you summon a nation you knew not. And nations that knew you shall not run to you because of the Lord, your God, the Holy One of Israel, who has glorified you. Seek the Lord while he may be found. Call him while he is near. Let the scoundrels forsake his way, and the wicked man his thoughts. Let him turn to the Lord for mercy, to our God, who is generous in forgiving. For my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor are your ways my ways, says the Lord. As high as the heavens are above the earth, so high are my ways above your ways, and my thoughts above your thoughts. For just as from the heavens the rain and the snow come down and do not return there until they have watered the earth, making it fertile and fruitful, giving seed to the one who sows and bread to the one who eats, so shall my word be that goes forth from my mouth. My word shall not return to me void, but shall do my will, achieving the end for which I sent it. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
A reading from the first letter of St. John. Beloved, everyone who believes that Jesus is the Christ is begotten by God, and everyone who loves the Father loves also the one begotten by him. In this way, we know that we love the children of God when we love God and obey his commandments. For the love of God is this, that we keep his commandments, and his commandments are not burdensome. For whoever is begotten by God conquers the world, and the victory that conquers the world is our faith. Who indeed is the victor over the world, but the one who believes that Jesus is the Son of God. This is the one who came through water and blood, Jesus Christ, not by water alone, but by water and blood. The Spirit is the one who testifies, and the Spirit is truth. The Spirit, the water, so there is the three that testify, the Spirit, the water, and the blood. And the three are of one accord. If we accept human testimony, the testimony of God is surely greater. Now the testimony of God is this, that he has testified on behalf of his Son. The word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
The heavens were opened, God's voice was heard. This is my Son, listen to him. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
The Lord be with you.
A
reading from the Holy Gospel according to Mark. This is what John the Baptist proclaimed. One mightier than I is coming after me. I am not worthy to loosen the thongs of his sandals. I have baptized you with water. He will baptize you with the Holy Spirit. It happened in those days that Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized in the Jordan by John. On coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens being torn open and the Spirit, like a dove, descending upon him. And a voice came from the heavens, "You are my beloved Son. With you I am well pleased." The Gospel of the Lord.
God has not come in power and light, but rather as one of us.
Jesus invites us to reflect on the significance of our own baptisms. Through our baptism, we believe that we are called from sin to a new birth. Through our baptism, we're claimed for Christ and are welcomed into the Christian community. And through our baptism, we profess our faith that those who are buried with Christ in the death of baptism will rise to attend to new life. That gives us hope. Not only presided in the three baptisms of immersion, but not only the top of the head gets wet, but the whole body to be submerged completely into the water, under the water, held down for a bit, and then raised out of the water, allowing you to breathe in life. Man, that's powerful. It's a powerful symbol rising to new life. In Hebrew, the name of Jesus is Joshua. The name means Savior. 1,000 years before the time of Jesus, the days of the Exodus from Egypt, after Moses died, the man named Joshua became their leader, and he led the people through the Jordan River and into the Promised Land. Our Savior is a new Joshua. He leads us into the Jordan River of baptism and brings us out on the other side. Pass through water and enter new life. Our life can and should be different because of our faith. The foundation of that new life is in today's gospel. The voice from heaven, God our Father, proclaims, "You are my beloved Son." In each of our baptisms, we too are held in the same regard. You and I are sons and daughters of God with whom God is well pleased. It is the source of our dignity. It's our right to hold our heads up high. Whether we live in mansions or living on the streets, our dignity is grounded in God's love for us. It cannot be lost and it cannot be taken away. Baptism of the Lord comes to the beginning of Jesus' public ministry. A ministry, as I said, of healing and reconciliation. A ministry of proclaiming the kingdom of God, how we are to live on this planet. Jesus, our Savior, has come to reconcile us to God. And throughout history, we the race have fallen away from God in so many ways. We found ourselves as a people walking in darkness. In each of our lives,